Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. Let perpetual light shine upon them. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we visit the other part of the communion of the saints, purgatory. That is to say, we think about it a little bit, we pray for the poor souls that are there quite a bit, and we make a good resolution not to forget them. But did you know, children, that sometimes the souls in purgatory come to remind us to pray for them? Because since we're only children and we get busy about play and what we have to say right now and what we're going to do next, that sometimes we forget. In the case of Padre Pio, he not only would have visitors come to him to ask for prayers, not only him, actually many people will hear or maybe see something of the poor souls, reminding them, pray for me, have a mass offered for me. But in the case of Padre Pio, the souls were ever so polite. They would come and they would say, thank you for praying for me, and now I'm happy in heaven. Padre Pio was the Franciscan friar who had the wounds of Christ called the stigmata on his hands and on his feet and in his side. And he was a very great miracle worker. And he died in 1968. Well, this is one of the stories from his life. He was with the other friars in the Franciscan monastery, and they had finished their prayers and their reading at supper, and sometimes they were allowed to speak towards the end of the meal, because otherwise they would have to eat in silence. Imagine that. Well, they were talking, and they were having a nice kind of a time together, just talking, and Padre Pio rarely ate very much, was just nibbling a little something, when all of a sudden he made sort of a movement like this. Then he got up very quickly and he ran to the door of the friary, and the brethren that were there at the table with him heard him talking, but they didn't hear anybody else talking. And some of them, because you know how people will be, not only children, but even adults would say, feel obliged to say something. So some of them would said, Pazzi, he's crazy. That's Italian for he's crazy. He's talking and there's nobody there. But they should have known better. Padre Pio was talking to some poor souls. And when he came back, everybody was silent and they were kind of staring at him. And understanding that it was a little bit of a scene, he smiled and he said, oh, don't worry, fathers. Those were just some poor souls who were on their way from purgatory up to heaven. And they just came to say thank you, because this morning I remembered to pray for them at my Mass. And after he said this, he sat down and he resumed his nibbling a little bit and his conversation as if nothing out of the ordinary had happened. Children, we should pray for the poor souls as if nothing out of the ordinary had happened. That is to say, it should be part of our everyday, not our once-a-year day, when we have the Requiem Mass and the solemn services, or even not just once a month, where you good children pray and sing for the poor souls at the monthly Requiem Mass, but every day that should be part of our prayer. Whether or not you see them, whether or not they come to you to say thank you, that probably won't happen to you. But still, don't forget them. They'll be asking for your help. One day, Padre Pio saw a poor soul who had a priest from the Franciscan order who had recently died. You see, he was in the practice every night before he went to bed that he would go to the choir loft, which was near his room, and he would kneel at the railing of the choir loft to say good night to Jesus in the tabernacle and tell our Lord he was leaving him to the angels to take care of, and that he would be back as soon as it was time to come back for him to start his prayers, which actually was pretty soon. Sometimes he only slept for an hour or two at night because he had so many prayers to say, and he loved our Lord so much. So he was kneeling there, and he was looking at the Jesus in the tabernacle and praying when he saw the priest for whom he had just offered Mass that morning. And he was walking from the Blessed Mother altar back to the sacristy. And he did that happened one night, and it happened a second night, and it happened a third night. And then it didn't happen anymore. And Padre Pio just told the other priests about it and the seminarians, because he wanted to train them always to remember to pray for the poor souls. And he said, well, it could be that he came back to thank me, or that could mean that he needs some more prayers, or maybe other souls in purgatory need prayers, and I mustn't forget them. But what I thought was interesting, children, was when did he see the poor soul? When he just popped in for a moment to say a final goodbye, good night to Jesus in the tabernacle. And I got thinking, children, of a little thing that maybe you could do, which wouldn't be too far out of your way, and it wouldn't be too much trouble, and the poor souls would be ever so grateful if you could manage it. You know, before you go home at the end of the day, and of course there's a lot to say, and you're allowed to talk, and everyone's sort of happy, and so not to forget that Jesus is right here. Just pop in for a moment, why don't you? Take the holy water, genuflect. You could even kneel just in the back for a moment, say a little prayer, and remember to say, eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. Wouldn't that be nice to say goodbye to Jesus when you leave? And who knows, that could be the one little prayer that would be enough to help a poor soul leave purgatory and go up to heaven. Or when you come in the morning, or let's say, and when you come in the morning, the same thing. Jesus has been waiting in the tabernacle for you all night long, and he's very happy to have you under the same roof with him. Shouldn't you say hello? Wouldn't it be odd if you went down to the breakfast table this morning and your mother had your breakfast ready for you and you never said a word? Well, of course you'd want to say good morning and how are you or something like that. Same thing when you come to church in the morning, children. Jesus is here. Let's not forget that. And you're here too, which means you can do a lot of good for the poor souls. You know, we say they're the poor souls, even though, on the other hand, they are the wealthiest of all because they know that they're going to go to heaven. But they're poor because they're suffering now and they can't pray for themselves. They're dependent on you. We do tend to forget, don't we? We do tend to worry about this or that or the other thing. And sometimes we neglect our prayers and we even leave Jesus unvisited. But if you visit Jesus sometimes during the week, children, when you're coming or when you're leaving, you can also visit purgatory. And it only takes a few moments. These are the little building blocks, children, of our Catholic life. Let's never forget Jesus who's here. Let's never forget the poor souls. They might actually be right around here too. They won't necessarily appear to you or call your name or anything like that. They might, but not necessarily. But they're waiting for you. For what? To make a little visit. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.